The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. It's the Champions of the People Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and we're here for you. And we try to give you a different subject and educate you about a different subject each week. At Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate. Because if we educate you, then you have information. Then you know what you need to do, what you can do, what you shouldn't do, what the insurance company can do. So we try to empower you with the information, and that's just one of the major reasons we do these shows, including this show right here. We are injury attorneys. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs, and we do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for over 30 years. Doesn't matter where it is. We will come to you. 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We always call it an information-loaded website, and it is. Just go there, and you can see the biographies of our attorneys. You can see all of our books. We've written 6 books. They're free. You can download an e-book anytime for free. We have some great subjects, very informative subjects. We have a book on the definitive guideline of Colorado car insurance with picture examples, deck pages, explanation of policies, what you need to know. That's free. If you want a hard copy of any of our books, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, and we'll send you a hard copy of any of our books. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, look at a book. If you want a hard copy, call us. If you want to download an e-copy, you can do it right then, right there. It's very, very easy. We have books on hit and run. We have books on motorcycle accidents. We have books on a legal game plan. You must have a legal game plan. We explain to you why. Okay, you know we're injury attorneys, so we do injury cases all the time. And we formed our law firm in 1984 with a vision and mission of helping injured victims put their lives back together again. That would include you. If you want a free initial consultation and a legal game plan, call us anytime. Now, over the years, Brad and I've got a lot of experience dealing with these insurance companies and dealing with people, and you need to have the information. But one of the things you need to know is about your medical records and your claim. You know, you're in an accident. It's a traumatic event. Brad, we see this all the time. It's very traumatic. Sometimes people don't realize or sense or understand all the symptoms they have initially, but the symptoms onset. But what's going to happen with their medical records, and how important are these medical records, and how do they fit into the picture?
Having done this for a lot of years, I can tell you that at the beginning of my career, when we were dealing with this kind of stuff, it seemed like a defense tactic that I'd say, or a defense ploy, to maybe ward off how much plaintiff wanted to pursue their case, and maybe even ward off plaintiffs pursuing their case. The defense would want all of the records, all of the treatment records, all the medical records of a person seeking to enforce their rights for an injury they sustained for 10 years prior to the date of the crash. Sometimes even longer than that, 15, 20 years. And they would ask for it in discovery. They'd ask for copies of the records. They'd ask for releases to be able to get the records themselves. And it took a lot of time, took a lot of effort to reverse that trend that they were entitled to those records. So here's what happens. You're in a crash. Back then, it's not that way now. Fortunately, we've gotten some changes in the law. But back then, you'd get into a crash, and I'm talking as long as I've been practicing, 30 years ago or longer. You get into a crash, and when the crash occurred, you'd get a hurt neck and a hurt back. You'd have headaches and maybe your shoulder hurt. And the defense would turn around and say, we want all your treatment records, mental and physical, for the last 10, 15, 20 years, and we're entitled to them, and we're going to get them, and the law somewhat allowed them to get them. And what happened is they would use that as a form of of belittling people. They would use that as a form of embarrassment. There might be things in their records that you didn't want them to see, that you didn't think should be shown, that you didn't want disclosed. And the defense really didn't care. And I think they actually, the insurance companies and defense lawyers, felt that this was a way that they could mitigate or minimize the number of cases that would be filed against them. Because if you're a good plaintiff's attorney, you would be explaining that to your client. You realize that by filing this lawsuit, you're going to have all these records disclosed to third parties that, you know, you want to try and get protection over, but still having them go to the defense side and having the defense lawyers know about it and their paralegals and all their staff and everybody know about what your records are is something you might not want to have had happen. So we've had some case law and we've had some changes that have occurred that have helped to stop that procedure and give given protection. And, you know, we start with federal laws that came out to protect people from that kind of abuse. But also we've had some great state law cases that have come out that have given us great protection.
Well, you know, that's kind of put it in perspective. If you've been injured in a crash or any trauma, we do motorcycle cases, truck cases, bike crash cases, bicycle incidents, injured on your motorcycle, slip and fall, big rig trucks, commercial trucks, vans, hit and runs, it doesn't matter. We do it, and we've learned over the years, right? And we learn what's best for you. And let's face it, if you're going to make an injury claim, the insurance companies are going to want to see your medical records. That's kind of the golden rule. That's kind of the Bible to them. Of course, we've given you other shows and told you what they do with those records, and we might touch on that a little bit today. But they want your records. They want to understand what your injuries are. And as Brad just said, you know, 20 years ago, they wanted everything, 20 years. And it was embarrassing to people. And, you know, what does your broken ankle 11 years ago have to do with your sore neck from the accident of a month ago? It has nothing to do with it. What were they doing asking for these records? So you need attorneys that are going to establish and preserve your records and assert the right privileges and protection. Do you have to turn over records? Yes, of course. Or you're not going to get your claim paid. But you have to turn over the relevant records. And that's a big fight. And it was for a long time. So, Brad, you know, since we're injury attorneys, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Let's go into the case law in Colorado, because we had a couple of really seminal cases, Alcon versus Spicer and Weil versus the city of Dillon, and that kind of changed the playing field and helped the injured victim and their families.
They most certainly did. And the first thing we want to, and I understand the case law, but the first thing we want to understand is that in 1996, we got the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. It's a federal case. A federal law. And it protects your records from inappropriate disclosure. It's now a violation of federal law to inappropriately disclose your records. And therefore, before your records, your medical records can be just handed over, it's got to be done normally by a subpoena or release. If it's a release that's been signed by the patient, then no, there's going to be no waiting time. If it's by a subpoena, there's going to be waiting time to give you a chance to object to whether or not those records should be turned over. Now, the argument that was placed before the court, the Supreme Court of the state of Colorado, in Alcon versus Spicer and Willville versus Dillon, was that when you decided to bring a case, when you were in a crash and you decided to bring a case and to make some kind of claim for physical injuries, you were in essence waiving your right to privacy of your records. And there was an argument that waiver of right to privacy was a waiver of right to privacy with respect to all your records, because you were placing everything at issue if you were saying that the result of the crash caused you injuries, damages, and losses, and it included within those injuries, damages, and losses that you were unable to do things, or that you had continuing pain, or that you had some kind of disability or inability to carry out life as you might have otherwise carried it out. And so, or if you claim pain and suffering, or if you claim the loss of enjoyment of impairment and loss of enjoyment and or impairment to the quality of life. And the defense would argue that if you're claiming those general areas of injury, that they had the right to go into all your records to see all your records for years and years prior to the crash to see what might be your medical condition to determine if they could blame pain and suffering or loss of enjoyment of or impairment to the quality of life on some other event that might have occurred in your life that caused medical care. And so the Supreme Court faced that. Those issues in both Alcon versus Spicer and Weil versus Dillon, and came out with some very favorable rulings on behalf of injured people who are trying to get a recovery.
Right. So when they ask for your medical records, you're injured. You go to the doctor. You go to the emergency room. You get treatment. Maybe you go to therapy. Maybe you go to conservative modalities of treatment. Maybe the doctor takes an MRI or an X-ray or a further MRI, or wants to see how you do at therapy first, etc. Those are all medical treatment records. When you go to the chiropractor, same thing. When you go to massage therapy, same thing. When you go to physical therapy, same thing. So these records are created with regard to your injuries that you received in this crash, right? And so the insurance company wants to see those, but they really, really want 10 years or 20 years of all your records because they're on a fishing expedition. They want to find something to hurt you legally. They want to find something that says you're not bothered or impaired in your quality of life by this accident because you're bothered or impaired by something that happened to you 12 years ago that you haven't treated for in 12 years. So what do? There's a way to solve this. There's a way to win this war. And the Colorado Supreme Court, in ruling on Alcon versus Spicer, said attorneys can make a privilege log. What's a privilege log? How does that protect you? Why do you even care? It's your medical records, right? You've been injured, right? The insurance company's going to look at them. They're going to try to pay you as little as possible. So right after the break, we're going to be talking more about this privilege log, how you should approach it, what do you need to know, and you don't just carte blanche, always turn over your medical records. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollack. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell & Pollack. This is Your Legal Minute. You know, we're injury attorneys. We're here to help you, to teach you, to educate you. You're injured in a car crash. You're going to talk to the insurance adjuster for the very first time. Maybe the second time. They're going to say, well, we're going to send you out a few forms. You fill them out and send them back to us. Should you do that? No. Part of those forms are releases. You're releasing your medical records to the insurance company, and probably they're going to be able to republish them to any place they want to. Do you want that? Do you want your medical records going to an insurance database, a central insurance database, where hundreds of insurance companies can access your records because you signed their few forms? I don't think so. You're not going to sign their questionnaire. You're not going to sign their few forms. You're going to call Bell & Pollack. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We're there to help you.
Bell & Pollack. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell & Pollack Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell & Pollack have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell & Pollack. When did we form this law firm? 1984. Why? What was our vision? What was our mission? What are we aiming to do for all these years? Help injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. Make a claim. Not be defeated and beat by the insurance company and their attorneys and all the tricks of the trade, all the legal wranglings to protect you. 303-795-5900, 795-5900. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. And Brad and I do cases all over the state of Colorado. Our law firm does cases all over the state of Colorado. We do workers' comp cases, auto accident cases, crash cases, truck cases, bicycle cases, motorcycle injuries, hit and run, bad faith, UIM. And so if you've been mistreated by an insurance company, you can come to see us. 303-795-5900, and we will help you. Bell & Pollack, we're talking about your medical records. We're talking about you making an injury claim. So We have this case called Alcon versus Spicer. You've been injured in this car crash. Now you go to your attorney. Your attorney actually cares about your medical records, cares about protecting your past and your medical past. So what has to be turned over? So, Brad, let's talk about that. You can make a privilege log, and you can give the insurance company the relevant records, which is what they want. But they really want more than that. But when you give them the privilege log, you don't have to turn over the records that you claim are privileged.
Well, in just follow up on something you said to begin with, if your attorney doesn't care and doesn't actually discuss it with you and determine what your wishes are, then you should get rid of that attorney. And when it comes to medical records and disclosing medical records and turning medical records over to any third party, and we've preached this and preached this, Gary, so many times that when you get into a car crash, one of the first things they're going to do is they're going to try and contact you. The insurance company on the other side is going to try and contact you, especially if they know their insurer did something wrong. They're going to try and they're going to contact you, and they're going to send you these documents for medical releases. And these documents for medical releases and for medical information are so broad and cover such wide areas that they're going to be getting your personal medical and emotional and physical and mental records and care records that you shouldn't be giving them to them. And if you don't care, that's one thing. But if you care, then your attorney has a duty to set forth the necessary cases and to set forth the necessary argument to stop production of these documents. And so when you get these general releases, the first thing you need to do is you need to go to an attorney and say, do I really have to sign this? And the problem you've got a lot of times when insurance companies send these things out is the insurance company has got in there the right to get these medical records as they wish from wherever they wish. They don't necessarily have to tell you they're getting them, so you don't even know they're out there getting them, and they have the right to turn them over to third parties. And we've talked about this before, that there are certain indexes, and so they're called indexes, and bureaus that the insurance company will turn them over to that allows all the other insurance companies now to see those for the rest of your life and even after your life, and to be able to determine what your injuries and your medical condition is. And a lot of times they're getting this stuff not just on care you've gotten as a result of injuries and problems. They're getting it for all your medical condition, and it's being turned over. And in turn, then it pops up when you want to get life insurance. It pops up when you want to get health insurance. It pops up when you have a subsequent crash. So you really want to protect these records. And this is no small matter. We've had the federal government pass a law to restrict insurance companies and defense lawyers from just walking in and getting all this information. There's a reason that law had to be passed, and there's a reason it was done for your protection. Colorado trial lawyers, the trial lawyers who want to protect you, personal injury lawyers, have gone to court and gotten cases and gone all the way to the Supreme Court to protect these records and to make sure that these records are protected for you. So there's a reason that's required, because of what was happening with respect to the unnecessary accumulation of records by defense lawyers and what they were doing with them. So if your lawyer, when you walk into a lawyer, if your lawyer doesn't at least talk to you about what is your medical history and your medical past and what's going to be disclosed or turned over to other people, then you've got to think twice about whether or not you want to keep that lawyer. You've got to think twice. I'm not saying that if a lawyer says, let's go ahead and disclose them, that that's wrong, but you want to talk to the lawyer about what are the restrictions, about what they do with my records, why do we want to disclose them, and maybe you don't have anything in your medical history and you don't care, and maybe that's fine, but you have the right to these protections, and your lawyer should at least be making sure you know about them.
If you've been injured, you can give us a call at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can contact us and talk to us through our website as well. If you want any of our books, they're free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. And if you want a hard copy, call our law firm at 303-795-5900. We're talking about these records, but I want to make a couple of points because we are injury lawyers. We want to prosecute your injury claim. We want the insurance company to pay you fair and legitimate and full and complete compensation, not just partial compensation. And so one of the ways they try to defeat you and beat you is to get all your records for the past 20 years, 10 years. I've had defense lawyers tell me, I can't even get the records for 10 years. Well, so what? You know, sometimes judges restrict them to 5 years. But you've got to have attorneys who actually care. But I want to make a point that Brad made a minute ago also. I want to double up on that point. You know, sometimes you make the decision that you don't want to privilege the record. Sometimes you make the decision that you want to give all your records to the insurance company. But that has to be a strategic decision, right? It has to be there for a reason. And there are many reasons we can't cover them all on the show, but you do it sometimes. And sometimes you do it in unrestricted mode. Sometimes you don't. But you must have a strategy, right? Because we preach, what do we preach all the time? Strategy equals what? Come on, equals what? Legal game plan. You must have a legal game plan on everything that you do in an accident. Not just one thing, not thing over here on the left hand, not over here on the right hand, not part of the time, not maybe. You must have a legal game plan. And you have to have a legal game plan as to your medical records. You know, read our book. We've got it on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Legal Game Plan is the name of the book. It's free. championsofthepeople.com. Right? 303-795-5900. Now, you want to turn over your records and you want to prosecute your claim and you want to get paid. And so you turn over the relevant records with a privilege log. The privilege log says you're entitled to these records, but you're not entitled to these other records. So, Brad, let's talk about that a minute because I've seen it time and time again. Sometimes they want your counseling, your divorce counseling records because you're claiming depression in this accident as one example.
Sure. Yeah, on a generic complaint that you're going to file with the in the court on an injury, you're going to file for certain generic claims, and that's going to be it's going to be pain and suffering, mental suffering. You might say mental distress. There's going to be a claim such as that, loss of enjoyment of life or loss of quality of life. Those are generic claims, and our Supreme Court has found that to be exactly those things. They call them just basic general claims that are made, and they call them generic general damages that are pled. When these generic general damages are pled, this does not open up the door to certain documents having to be turned over. So what happens? The first thing I can't impress upon people enough, and I don't care if it's a doctor that you only saw because of this injury and because of this accident. Your attorney should be accumulating the records. I don't like, and unless we're talking about something going on, I don't that you've strategized with your attorney, I don't like just handing over releases to the defense side and saying, go get the records. You should be getting the records. When the defense gets involved in the case, they're going to send you a stack of releases, or they're going to send them to your attorneys saying, please sign all these releases and let us get the information from every source we want to get them from. Your attorney should turn around and say, no, I want to get the records. I'll get the records. I will review them and I'll determine what I believe is appropriate to turn over to you, and I will do a privilege log with respect to the others. I will redact out of those records things that I don't think you're entitled to. Now, remember, think about when you go to a doctor. A lot of times you go to a doctor, and you go to a doctor for high blood pressure, and they ask you, "What did your parents have high blood pressure? And did your parents have any medical conditions that they're thinking might apply to you?" And they ask you to tell about your parents' medical conditions. Did you have any relatives? Did you have any brothers and sisters that had these medical conditions? Well, I redact those. First of all, I don't have a release to be giving the other side any medical information about your parents or about your relatives or about your brothers or your sisters or anybody else in your family. That's not available to me. And the question is, why are they entitled to this when we're talking about injuries that occurred from a crash, not from some kind of hereditary ailment or problem?
But that's what they try to blame it on. So you need to be very careful, and your attorney has to be very careful, and it can be done. I mean, sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it is easy. But it doesn't matter if it's easy or hard. It has to be done. You must strategize this. As said before, sometimes in the appropriate circumstances, you do turn over the records, all of them, sometimes. But you have to know that. You have to have that discussion. Sometimes you don't. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. For you ladies out there, if you have an accident, what relevance does your gynecological records of 11 years ago have to do with your injuries? Probably none. For your gentlemen, same question on the other side of the fence. We'll be right back.